Today from the Ohio Newsroom, reviving a groundbreaking glassware company. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For over a century, glass has been a vital industry in the state, especially in Southeast Ohio, where a rich supply of sandstone and natural gas has attracted glassware companies of all kinds to set up shop in the city of Lancaster. Companies have come and gone, but one trailblazing business is getting a second life. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
David Annesy walks me past shelves of bright, glimmering glassware toward a wall of black and white photos.
Here's a great picture where they're sitting around.
They show women with hair perfectly coiffed, painting on a factory floor.
Pick up a frosted glass from the pile, hand paint the design, set it on there, turn the table.
The images trace through the life of one Ohio glassware pioneer.
It all begins right here with Fran Taylor.
Fran Taylor opened her glassware studio in 1939 with just a $30 investment. By the time she brought it to Lancaster 7 years later, it was a multi-million dollar business. It specialized in mid-century modern glasses, each hand-painted with whimsical designs. She valued being joyful and trendy, so she dubbed her world-renowned business Gay Fad Studios. The name caught David Annesy and his husband Jason's attention after they moved to Lancaster. The couple began looking into Gay Fad's story, and that led them to Stephanie Taylor, Fran's daughter. She remembers her mom as someone who wasn't always welcome in the male-dominated boardrooms of the 1940s.
The way she countered that was by impeccably dressing and wearing high heels, being very proper and controlled in everything that she did. She was the chief executive officer, right? Time when it was unheard of, and particularly in Ohio.
But Stephanie says her mom worked to normalize it. Most of her employees, including top leadership, were women, and she was passionate about recruiting young female artists.
She had a daycare, and then they had a break room that served cocktails in the evening. She's into creating community.
But it all came to an abrupt end in 1962. Stephanie says a rival company took a tour, stole a year's worth of the company's designs, and then rushed those products to market before her mom could. The business never recovered. It closed, and not long after, Fran got in a car accident, which caused her severe brain damage. David and Jason didn't want Fran's story to end there.
And that's where we decided that we would try to revive Gay Fad as a retail destination.
With Stephanie's permission, they reopened Gay Fad Studios in 2022, 6 decades after its closure. Jason uses his background as an artist to bring out new designs inspired by Fran's vision. They've even been able to unearth Gay Fad designs that never made it to market.
Almost righting the wrongs of history and finally fulfilling what was supposed to happen, reviving these patterns and finally putting them on glass.
But more importantly, they're continuing its mission. They started the Fran Taylor Fund to give scholarships to young artistic women. And they source much of their glass from women-led companies. And Jason says they're breaking the mold in their own way in rural Ohio.
Being a gay couple with a store called Gay Fad Studios, that you can't deny that for where we are in history, that in a sense, like, we're also, you know, bringing about a conversation.
To do so, David says they're following the blueprint Fran left behind for them.
In many moments, we will often say to ourselves, like, well, what would Fran do? Or what did she do?
Fran pioneered an annealing process that ensured her designs wouldn't fade from the glass, a way to keep her work eternal. The Annesys want to ensure her legacy is just as permanent. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Lancaster.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.